We're doing Tanat Ve'Elyo, and we're up to the fifth chapter. If you recall, what we had seen is that the Medrash had expanded on the Pasuk, Dvarim Yutzahu, they were Yamim Yutzahu, the days are fashioned, Ve'lo Echad Ben, and God singled out one day for himself. And what we had seen until now, what we saw last week, was the Medrash that discussed Shabbos, that God singled out Shabbos for himself. And the Medrash expanded on how Shabbos is the day when one makes peace, so to speak, with his family. That's the time that God gave us to invest in the home and to invest in learning. That's what we had seen last week. And now the Medrash is going to continue the Devar Acher, another understanding into the explanation of this verse. Yamim Yutzaru, there are days fashioned ve'lo echad v'em, and God singled out one day for himself. Ze Yom HaKippurim Neisrael. This is referring to Yom HaKippurim, Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. לפי שהייתה שמחה גדולה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא, שנתנו באהבה רבה לישראל. There was great happiness before God, because he gave us the day of Yom Kippur with a lot of love. We discussed when we were holding by Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur is an example of how much God wants us to do what's right and to be successful. We had mentioned that the concept of slicha is more than forgiveness. There's a saying that they say either about human beings in general or about women, depending who's quoting the saying. They say that people can forgive, but they can't forget. Some people say women can forgive, but they won't forget. The truth is that the ability to forgive is godly. It's not that you could change what was done. What was done, so why should we forgive? So God says, not only do I forgive, but I want you to repent, and I want to forgive so much, I want to make the slate clean, and not only to make the slate clean, but Hashem tells us that the averos will become schuyot, that God is willing to take those things that we erred in. If we fix them completely, then they could actually become our strong points. So the Medrash is stressing that when God gave us this Day of Atonement, then God was very happy. It wasn't like a begrudging, okay, we'll give him a day that we'll let him go. Mashlum mashal lema davar domeh. They said, a mashal, an allegory, what is this similar to? Lemelech basar v'dam, to a king of flesh and blood. And very often when we try to understand God's ways, so our sages say, we'll give you an allegory. But we have to note that when Midrashim give us a mashal, the Midrashim say, mashlu mashal lema hadavar domeh. An allegory, they gave an allegory. What is this similar to? Notice that the similarity is mentioned three times. Mashlu, they gave an allegory. Mashal, an allegory. Lema davar domeh, what is this similar to? And this is to stress that any time you're going to give a mashal, you're losing something. It's similar to that, but it's not exactly that. And here they're stressing threefold. It's similar. We've said something similar, which is akin to what we're going to say. And it pushes it away three times. In general, you should know this is a question you should ask yourself. When we say, this is similar to like that. So that sounds like it's similar to like, right? Twice distant. But what happens if you say, it's similar to that? Are you coming to say it's more similar or less? Is it similar to what's similar? Meaning, and therefore it's similar to like that. Or is it more similar? You're stressing twice that it's similar. So here the Mefarshim say that the idea is that it's more distant. It's coming to stress that it's a mashal, but it's a distant mashal. Another thing we have to understand is when it says davar acher, what does it mean? So when we encounter it in the Gemara, we know that's another understanding. It's another saying. Yeah? The word davar acher, it's true. When the Gemara says davar acher, it could mean one of many things. It could mean tsaras, it could mean a pig, It could mean Esav, Edom. It could mean the Yetzer Hara. It could mean Tashmish Amita. It is a good thing, but it means something else. Something else. Something we don't want to even put on our lips. So it's one of these things that we don't want to say. Those are the five I remember offhand. So over here, when we say in Midrash Mor, in the Gemara, Davar Acher, so we're accustomed to think of it as another explanation. The deeper Mefarshim want to say over here, they say that Davar Acher is like, we're going to express the hidden secret that was expressed in the previous Midrash in another fashion. Really, there's the same theme running between the last Midrash and this Midrash. But we already discussed in our introduction to Midrashim that when we read Midrashim, there's the surface, and really there's a hidden message. So the hidden message, the Midrash is telling us, I'm going to explain it to you in a different way. Maybe you'll get it this time. Explain it to you in a different way. When we read the Midrash, what we see on the surface is a totally different pshat. Last time the Midrash focused on Shabbos, the love that God gave us Shabbos, a special day in the week. Now the Midrash is focusing on Yom Kippur, one day a year. Doesn't seem similar at all. Seems like a totally different shot. So they say, no, that's why it says Davar Acher, as though another saying, another way of expressing the same hidden secret that the previous Midrash tried to tell us. Now, what is that hidden secret? I don't know. But when we'll be on a high enough level, then we'll understand the Midrashim beyond the surface level. Right now, we're getting the surface level. So they said, Amashal, what is this similar to? A king of flesh and blood, meaning God's giving us Yom Kippur and such happiness, is like a king, a human king, Shayu avadav uvnei veto motzin et hazvalim, that his servants and the people of his home were taking out the garbage, umashlichin oto keneged petach beit hamelech, and they were throwing it, and it was right near the entrance to his house. Kshamelech yotze veroe et hazvalim, and the king goes out, and he sees the garbage, sees the piles of dump, they're on their way to get rid of it, husamech simcha gdola, he's very happy. The guy's walking down his driveway and he sees the garbage cans are out there. They took out the garbage. It's in front of his house. It's on his way out. He sees it. But he's happy. Why is he happy?
Because Zebel means precious jewel.
No.
It's garbage. In Torah, in the Torah language, it's something positive, no?
Zebel?
In the times of the Gemara, it means, it goes from like precious, like something really positive, to fertilizer, to garbage.
That's okay, good. Show me. There's Isabel. Vul. What?
Like Isabel. Like Isabel. She was garbage. With, no, without the...
I don't know. Could be. Show me. You're telling me something I don't know. It doesn't mean it's wrong. Show me. I don't know. So when the king goes out, he's happy. He sees that the garbage is leaving his house. He's not going to have a house filled with garbage. Lechach nidmei Yom HaKippurim. This is what Yom Kippur is similar to. Shintano HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'avar Rabav Simcha. He gave it with love and happiness to the Jewish people. He's happy they could get rid of it. The Rebbe from Pshischa said, this is similar to a parent whose son has worms. So he tries to give him the medication. He has worms in his intestines. So he gives him the medication. And it seems to be working. So every time the kid goes to the bathroom, he's going to see the worms in the feces to make sure that it's all coming out. So why? Because he loves the kid. He wants to make sure that the worms are leaving his body. So too Hashem gave us Yom Kippur. The king is happy to see the garbage leave his house. So too Hashem gave us Yom Kippur. He's happy we're getting rid of the averot. Velozo bilvad. Not only this, ela b'sha'ashu muchel avontem shel Yisrael en mitatzev bilvavo. When God forgives the Jewish people, he's not sad. Ela sameach simcha gdola. He's very happy. And this is a very important perspective. That God not only wants us to do what's right, he also wants to forgive us for what we did which was wrong. Hashem wants us to move forward in this world, and he says, I want you to fix what you did and move forward. I'm not holding it against you. That's the difference between a father and a king. Hashem is our father also. A king says, this is what you did, you'll have to pay. And Hashem says, this is what you did, so fix it. I'm waiting. B'chol yom ha-chakelo, we say. Every day God's waiting. Ulay yashuv. Maybe the man will do tshuva today. Lechach ne'emar, that's why the verse states, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, la'arim la'gvot, la'afikim la'gayot. God said to the different mountains and hilltops, the depths, he said to them, Bo v'simchui mi'simcha gdola, come and rejoice with me, be happy with me, great happiness. Shani mochelem la'avonotem shel Yisrael. Now I'm going to forgive the Jews for their sins. And Hashem is happy about that. Lefichach, ye'adam zocher, In the Yom Shebachar, Kadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu Ad Otah Sha'ah, therefore a person should remember from the day God chose Avram to that hour, Kol Tovot Utztakot Shasayim Yisrael Kol Sha'ah V'Sha'ah, we should remember the kindness Hashem did throughout the generations. Shneemal, the verse states, Chorei LeYaakov, God says, remember Yaakov, what the kindness I've done for you. Neemar, and the verse continues and says, Machiti Chav Psheecha, I'm willing to forgo your sins just like a cloud that passes, V'chanan, and like a different type of cloud, Chatotecha. Ma'avim nimchim al yidei ruach, just like the clouds are swept away, they're wiped away by the wind. Kach avonotem shel Yisrael nimchim ba'olam hazeh. So too the sins of the Jewish people are wiped away in this world. Ve'en lehem tchuma la'olam haba, and they can't come back to haunt us in the world to come. Shne'emar machiti chav pshecha, as God says, I erased like a cloud your rebelliousness. Umat amud lomar ki gealticha, was the verse mean when it ends by saying, for I have redeemed you. God says, I have redeemed you from the book of death, and I have placed you in the book of life. That's why the verse states, I have redeemed you. How does the verse continue? God says, now rejoice, O heavens, with me. This is what I, Hashem, have done. So the Medrash has taught us that the one day that God takes for himself is the day of Yom Kippur. That God says, I want this day. I want the Jews to have atonement. I want them to do better. I want them to wipe their slate clean. It's not like a person stands before a king and the king says, pay up for what you did. But rather, a person stands before his father. His father says, I want you to fix what you did. I want you to move forward in life. Let's clear the slate. Let's figure out how to fix it and turn a new leaf.